coming up on this episode of the MD and Chef Team Show. Coming up on this episode of the MD and Chef Team Show.
I am going for this vision. I will not stop until it is achieved, because winners never quit and quitters always win. I know we've heard that over and over again, but be like that. Make a decision to be a winner.
Welcome to the show from the MD and Chef team. I'm Dr. Isabel, medical doctor here at the MD and Chef team. And who are you?
And I'm Chef Michael, culinary nutrition expert. I'm the chef part of the team.
And what are we going to talk about, babe? Now, I can say that because he's my husband.
Yes. Well, then we'll be talking about marriage, relationships, parenting, intimacy. Ooh. We'll talk about mindsets of success, overcoming depression, anxiety. I'll be getting into functional nutrition, recipes and tips from the kitchen. And we're going to both get into how to live a long, healthy, vibrant life.
Yes, I love it. Our mission is to help you prevent and reverse disease and give you hope in the process.
We like to have fun too.
So let's get on with the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the MD and Chef Team podcast. Your culinary nutrition expert, Chef Michael, here at Doctor on a Mission. I'm joined, as always, by my beautiful wife. We've been together for 43 years. Your Dr. Isabel, MD from Doctor on a Mission. Hello, my dear.
Hello. Hi. Hey, I haven't seen you for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's been a while.
A long time.
Good to see you. For us.
I love doing these podcasts with you.
I know. This is fun.
Yeah,
always
very fun.
Being together and just sharing and
riffing.
Being able to serve and see what we can bring to the world as far as serving brain health and the way we think.
And thank you so much for coming in and listening with us today. We're going to talk about a topic that's very near and dear to us.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, here we are toward the beginning. I mean, I know we're moving into 2024. We're a little bit into it now, but we're still toward the beginning. And, you know, a lot of times it's not going well for people. They might be having some valleys, some rough times to start out the year. And things might not be going their way. There can be just stuff happening that you go, oh, come on. I thought this was going to be different. I thought this year was going to be better. And I'm just, life's just punching me around. And so today we want to bring this to you. And this talk, this podcast has come from an amazing, amazing book that Isabel and I have read. Well, I think I've read it at least three or four times. I don't know how many times
you've read it. Yeah, no, I'm right there.
Three or four times too. And it's by a gentleman named Willie Jolly. So shout out Willie Jolly. And it's called A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. I had so loved this book, and I go back to it periodically because it helps remind me that, you know, when life gives you a setback in whatever way it might, it really, we got two ways of looking at it. We can just take it, boom, it's a setback, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. That's just me. That's my lot. Or we can look at
and be miserable for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we can look at it like Willie talks about in the book, Mr. Jolly. It's a setup for a comeback. And why I get so passionate about this is because for Isabel and I, you know, we've been together for 43 years. Oh my gosh, the amount of setbacks that we've had. I get excited about it sometimes. I guess I shouldn't get excited about a setback, but I do now because I know I look at it like, okay. Wow, this was a setback, but I think this is a setup for an amazing comeback.
That's right.
And that's the way to look at it, because you can flip it around on the positive side and say, all right, well, that kind of knocked me around, but wow, when I come back, this is going to be an amazing comeback. And so we want to talk about that today. And I know you're very passionate about this too, my
dear. Oh, gosh. This is where people just fall apart.
Yeah.
You know, they just think everything's supposed to be butterflies and rainbows. Yeah, like one of our daughters, like, well, mom, dad,
life is not butterflies and rainbows. Yeah. Oh, we know.
I think they both told us that because we would say that. I mean, when they were younger and their teens, they would say, oh, guys, life's butterflies and rainbows.
And they're like, no, it's not. And they're right. It's not.
Yeah. As they got older and headed out in the world themselves, they'd be like, you guys, you can't just say that because it's not true. I mean, it is at times. We don't want to say like, oh my gosh, life is always horrible. No, there aren't butterflies and rainbows times out there, but that's not all the time.
And for you and I, hon, we've had more than enough and there's still more to come.
Yeah, it'll happen.
But right now you're 66. I'm 64. We've got muscle. Yeah. You know, we got our muscle on.
Yeah.
We've got our mental muscle, but it's taken a while.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what we want to encourage you to understand is it's okay if you get knocked down. You just got to get your muscle on and fight and get back up.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, every time you get knocked down, it's an opportunity to get strong again for the next battle because the battles will come.
They'll come.
And now when battles come, like we just had a battle in the last 24 hours, it's laughable. We're like,
It wasn't laughable at the time, but then you go, okay. And then you get the right perspective on it. It's like, out of here.
Yeah, okay, you are not pulling me down.
Right.
This is not going to pull me down. This is not going to be the end of me.
Right.
You know?
So I know in Mr. Jolly, Willie Jolly's book, he's got some principles in there so that will help us to have that set up for a comeback. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, he's got a formula. His strategies are outlined in his formula called VDAD formula. And VDAD stands for vision for V. Have a vision. How many times have Michael and I said, you got to have a goal. You got to have a vision of where you're going in your mind, on a dream board, on your phone.
So when you get that knockback, when you get that setback, you got to go back to the vision. That's the first step in coming back is, okay, whew, I had a setback, but what's the vision? Where do I want to go? What's the comeback I'm looking to achieve? So once that starts to be the fuel for your comeback, that's that original fuel you'll need to get your comeback going.
Right. Like, for instance, you and I, after we had been married for 25 years, I mean, we were pretty unshaky. I mean, we were pretty shaky.
Yeah,
we were on
relationship-wise. Yeah.
Relationship-wise. And I was, thinking about divorce.
Yeah.
However, you and I had a different vision together. Like, no, we want to stay married,
So and we want to make this work. So what do we got to do? Right.
Right. So that was the vision.
Yeah.
But the messiness just kind of clouded the vision.
Yeah.
And now we've been together for 43 years and I'm so glad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you paid attention to me and start behaving.
Yeah.
no, I'm joking.
That's
not true. But we both had to get our big boy and big girl pants on, So we had a vision. And
so
the vision
the first
was
step for the comeback vision. So what's the next step?
Let's make this podcast a 5-day podcast.
So what's the next step?
So that's the formula. Number one is vision. Then you got to have a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Make a decision.
Make a decision.
That I am going for this vision. I will not stop until it is achieved. Because winners never quit. And quitters always win. I know we've heard that over and over again. But be like that. Make a decision to be a winner. Because they win. Yeah.
And the decision is to get back up again, because you've had a setback. So you look at your vision and go, okay, I see where I want to go, but you could go, your decision could be, I'll just lay here. Or your decision could be, yep, let's go. I'm going to have a comeback. I'm coming back.
Yeah.
So now you got to have a decision to say, yes, I am going to have a comeback. I'm coming. Look out, world.
Right.
Here I come.
Yeah. Ladies, are you tired of searching for your answers all over the internet and wish there was one place you could learn all about women's brain health? Well, Chef Michael and myself have you covered with the most up-to-date medical research. We cover what to eat to optimize your brain health so you think clearly, consistently, balance your hormones, improve your sleep, get the negative out of your mind, learn to exercise in short bursts, have successful relationships, learn to deal with anxiety and depression successfully, and have peace, love, and joy in your life. We invite you to join Optimizing Women's Brain Health. It's a free and private Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. We hope to see you there. Now, back to the podcast.
I heard a wise lady say once, don't remember her name, but she said, wherever you fall, you got to look at it. Am I being planted to come back and be strong, or am I being buried here? Mm. Is this where I'm being buried?
Yeah.
Or am I getting planted to grow and,
yeah,
and to be a better me?
Yeah.
And luckily you and I, from all of from all of the falls and setbacks we've had, we're better now.
Yeah. Oh, way
better. I mean, I wish it wouldn't have happened, but it had to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
To help us become the people we are now, the parents we are now.
Yeah.
I mean, our girls,
they're beautiful.
They just love us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we love them.
I know they get tired of our life lessons, but oh, well, you're stuck with us for the rest of our lives. Okay, and then the next one. So number one is vision. The next is decision. The next is action.
Yeah, you made a decision. Guess what? Oh, I got to do something. You made a decision. Yep, I'm going to make a comeback. Now I got to have some action. Now I got to go for it. I think this could be the hardest part, because when you have had a setback, you really don't feel like doing anything.
Your confidence is down.
Yeah, you've just gotten punched. You know, not literally, but, you know, life's punch, and you're just kind of like, ugh. And, but then you said, okay, I got a vision. I know where I want to go. I've made a decision. I'm going to have a comeback. But then now it's like, oh, I got to get into action. And that's the part where you really got to pick yourself up and say, all right, look out, world. I'm going to have a comeback. I got to get into gear.
Yeah.
Whatever term you want to use. I got to get my A into gear. I got to get moving. You know, I got to get going here. Right. And then that's.
And that get step. Going can look different for different situations. For instance, if you've ended up in bankruptcy, well, then the action is going to require you to get your finances in gear.
Right. Yeah.
We understand that if the setback is a divorce, or a possible divorce, or a relationship breakup, well, then the action is doing the work to repair the relationship, the marriage.
Yeah. If it's health.
If it's
and you've got knocked around. Okay. Well, the action is, okay, what do I got to do to move forward here positively for my health? And it's going to require some
day-to-day work.
Some day-to-day work on that, you know.
For month after month.
It could be a career move. Right. It could be maybe you have a business and you need to make some changes there, and your business got smashed, you know, during COVID.
Yeah.
That we had recently. So there's the action step is the next one, and that can be the hardest. And you just got to pick yourself up and say, okay, come on, self, let's go here.
Another idea was if you've applied for a job and you didn't get it.
Yeah.
You know, it was something you wanted, but you didn't get it. Well, that's a kick in the guts.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, however, that was just one. What your action step is to keep on knocking on doors.
Yeah. Keep going.
Keep going and just believe in yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if it's 5 and 10 that you got knocked around, well, you know, the next one could be the one. Yeah. So you just.
Even if it's 10,000, the point is, look at Thomas Edison.
Yeah, 9,999 failures, and then boom.
And he doesn't even call them failures. He just calls them
learning
experiences. Because every time.
He learned.
And so you can learn to do things better. So
The point is, we encourage you to do the action.
What's that last
one? And then, the last one is the fire. Have a burning desire.
Oh, burning desire.
To win.
Yeah.
Say,
yeah.
No, I will not be left here. This is a decision I'm making, and I'm not going to end up here flat on my back like a dog with its legs up. No, I'm getting back up, and I've got a burning desire. I got that fire in my belly. To win.
Yes, yes.
Like you and I did with our marriage, you and I did with our finances, like you and I did with our health.
With our health.
Like you and I did with our business. With
business and careers and all we've done in every area.
Gosh, that's why we should make this podcast a 5-day long podcast.
Yeah. We're going to apply to every area of life. Yeah. I mean, because we've had to, we've had the setbacks in every area of life and had to apply these principles. And that's why we love this book so much, because, that setback is a setup for a comeback. And so Willie Jolly's book is such an amazing book. Yes. Anything else you want to add before we go, my dear?
No, just please read the book.
Yeah, read the book. And and if you're out there, possibly got some struggles going on or something's not working for you and you want a little bit more of some insights, please feel free to reach out to us. Leave us a comment. We're always looking to help in any way we can, because we've been through the setbacks and we always, always look to be the comeback.
Yeah.
Comeback kids.
The comeback kid. You be the comeback kid.
And you be the comeback kid. So thank you for joining us today. You want to sign us out, my dear?
Yes. Please remember that you are an unrepeatable miracle. We love you. Mwah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Peace on earth.
Hello, Chef Michael here. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you subscribed to the podcast and left us a review. Hello, Chef Michael here. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would love it if you subscribed to the podcast and left us a review.